Prospects for a second round of COVID-19 relief continue to change daily. That means cities like Peoria, hoping for aid to address budget shortfalls, are stuck waiting.
Well, hold on tight. If Congress doesn't come through and help state and local government.
That's Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Thursday, October 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The East Peoria Community Foundation says it needs to raise another $500,000 to make Levee Park a reality. Tim Shelley breaks it down.
The $2.5 million Levee Park will sit adjacent to City Hall when finished. The project will be funded entirely by private donations. Sue Port Scheller is board president of the Community Foundation.
This community park will be the heart of our downtown, and it'll be a really green, family-centered image for East Peoria. I think it's a wonderful image for going forward and attracting young families to East Peoria.
The park would include a fountain, splash pad, and open space for festivals and events. Foundation Secretary Dennis Triggs says they're fully invested in the project.
We think we're doing something that's going to last 100 years, and we want to do it right.
But East Peoria Commissioner Seth Mingus says though construction is privately funded, he's worried maintenance of the park could eventually fall upon city taxpayers.
So my concern with it would be, and I do think we could talk about it, is that's 100 years that somebody's going to have to maintain it.
No action was taken on the proposal at the last council meeting. Commissioners say there are still several details they want to hammer out with the Community Foundation before construction begins. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Two more Tazewell County residents have died from COVID-19-related complications. One of them lived in a long-term care facility. This brings the Tri-County region's death toll from the pandemic to 91. The Peoria Rivermen have opted out of the upcoming minor league hockey season, and East Peoria has approved plans for a second recreational marijuana facility. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The prospects for another COVID relief package moving through Congress changes by the day. The White House has said it's open to piecemeal aid bills, though it's not optimistic about a comprehensive bill. That comes as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell urges Congress to provide another round of relief, saying it's better to do too much than too little. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin tells Heartland Politics podcast host Robin Johnson that's a message worth heeding.
It's not the first time he said it. Jerome Powell is a Republican, conservative, economist, heading up the Federal Reserve. Since we've entered this pandemic economy, for lack of a better term, he has done everything in his power to drop interest rates in an effort to revive investment and capital flow and preserve opportunity for businesses to weather this storm. He has said to Congress over and over again, I need your help. I can do everything on the monetary side that the Federal Reserve can, but I need your help on the fiscal side in terms of federal investment and federal spending. Initially, March 26, we passed the CARES Act, 96-0. In the Senate, it was a $3 trillion plus investment in the economy, and I think it frankly saved a lot of businesses and kept a lot of families together who were facing furloughs and layoffs. But nothing since. Our efforts basically expired on July 31st, and Chairman Powell has been saying to Congress over and over again, where are you? When are you going to do something? Understand things could get dramatically worse, and recovery could take a lot longer if Congress doesn't act. It's been over 4 months since Nancy Pelosi passed her HEROES Act. It's been a week now that she passed the second version of it. Senate Republicans have just refused to really take up any meaningful effort to address this. But if we ignore this at this point, I think the economic recovery is going to be a long way in the future.
Yeah, and the Federal Reserve is out of arrows in the quiver, from what I understand.
Well, they've really gone, you know, they've gone to zero interest rates, which not universally, but for the most part. And they've also stepped in to pick up a lot of the commercial loans and commercial borrowing in the private sector. They're doing everything they can do, and Powell keeps looking at Congress and saying, please join me. Let's keep our feet on the accelerator.
One of the hang-ups, from what I understand, is assistance for state and local governments. And correct me if I'm wrong, but as I recall, in the Great Recession of the late 2000s, one of the things that kept dragging on the economy was layoffs at the state and local level. And we've got layoffs going on right now in Peoria, firefighters, for example, and other cities across the state.
Well, hold on tight if Congress doesn't come through and help state and local governments. And I'm not talking about pensions. That's a separate category. We're not the only state with that problem, but no one is suggesting there ought to be a federal bailout for that at this point. What we need is help because we lost revenue. You know, states like Illinois can just point to it, and so can the cities and the counties as well. So you could face layoffs of not just firefighters, healthcare workers, teachers, police, people that are critical for putting this economy back on its feet. I mean, people are saying back in the day when we had federal assistance for unemployment, why is it taking so long to process it? Well, because the numbers of people that are making application are dramatically larger than any time in history. Now, look at what we're facing. If there isn't money coming from Washington for state and local governments, you're going to find a lot of these essential functions to keep families together even slower and people waiting even longer, exactly the opposite of what we need.
That's Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois speaking with Heartland Politics podcast host Robin Johnson. You can subscribe to that podcast at npr.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria County Board votes tonight on an intergovernmental agreement needed to move the Hanna City Trail project forward. Farmington and Hanna City must also approve the agreement. And Cornstalk Theater's digital play series presents The New Hamlet. You can get a digital streaming code and more information at their website. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.